Russia, anti-Houthi U.S. strikes an Anglo-Saxon perversion of international law. By John Hayward on January 12, 2024. The Russian Foreign Ministry on Friday condemned the U.S.-British airstrikes against the Iran-backed Houthi terrorists of Yemen as another example of the Anglo-Saxons' perversion of UN Security Council resolutions. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said the strikes demonstrate a total disregard for international law in the name of escalating the situation in the region for their own destructive purposes. Zakharova railed that the strikes were a direct threat to global peace and security, and demanded condemnation from the international community. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the strikes were illegitimate from the point of view of international law. Peskov added that the Houthi attacks on commercial shipping were also extremely wrong, and asked the terrorists to abandon the practice. Russia's permanent mission to the United Nations on Thursday night requested an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council in connection with attacks by the United States and Great Britain on Yemen. The UN Security Council, UNSC, passed a resolution on Wednesday that demanded the Houthis cease all attacks on ships passing through the Red Sea. Russia was one of four nations to abstain from the vote. Russia also made three unsuccessful attempts to weaken the resolution with amendments. Moscow has violated all rules of international conduct and every principle of the United Nations by launching its brutal invasion of Ukraine, triggering humanitarian crises both in Ukraine and around the world. Russian strongman Vladimir Putin is a wanted criminal with an outstanding International Court of Justice, ICJ, arrest warrant for perpetrating crimes against humanity by allegedly kidnapping thousands of Ukrainian children. The Houthis are not the legitimate government of Yemen, but rather an illegal guerrilla terror group that toppled the internationally recognized government by force in 2014. The Houthis are also war criminals many times over, with offenses including the use of child soldiers. The Houthi insurgency unleashed one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world, plunging millions into poverty, sickness, and hunger, with no significant condemnation from the Russians. Contrary to Russia's complaints, international law clearly recognizes the right of self-defense exercised by American and British naval forces in their strikes against the Houthi terrorists. The Houthis have repeatedly launched missiles and drones at both Navy vessels and commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The Houthis have absolutely no recognized international legal right to interfere with freedom of navigation in the region. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and several of its member states issued statements on Friday asserting the strikes were defensive and designed to preserve freedom of navigation in one of the world's most vital waterways. NATO member France said it would unapologetically continue shouldering its responsibilities and contributing to maritime security in the area because states have the right to respond to these attacks, in accordance with international law.